right, man. Congratulations. First state championship. What does this one mean?
It means a lot, man. I mean, I've been working for this one since I started wrestling. I mean, I lost it my sophomore year, and I had to come back and take what's mine.
Tough dude, isn't
he? Yeah, he was tough, man. He has a good shot, good as a single. But lucky enough, I got back, took him down, and I got up on the match.
Obviously, you're retired, but at the end, what was the biggest challenge of holding him off?
Just controlling one hand and circling and making sure you didn't shoot that low single to the right side. I was circling and circling, making sure you wouldn't get to my leg and making sure I wouldn't get that stalling call either.
Is there any doubt when you fell behind?
I've been there before, and I knew I could come back and win it and take it. So it's never over until that referee rings that last bell. Kind of feel a lot similar. I couldn't set up my shot on him, and I think it's that I didn't open up very well. But yeah, it helps out. I mean, we were in third place. Hopefully we're close to up in second, but it is what it is, and it was a great tournament for everybody. That's right, you can only control what you can control. That's what they always tell us, and take your match and control that, because that's the only thing you can control.
Somebody who almost gave up wrestling after his freshman year, this is quite the accomplishment.
Oh yeah, this is I was gonna give it up, and my brother and my family just talked me into it, and I mean, I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't be where I am if I would have. Never quit. I mean, my mom always tells me, once you start something, go and finish it. Go finish it. Because in life, you can't give up on stuff. Whether it's your kids, your family, whatever you are, you can't give up on anything.